Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. For farmers in southern Minnesota, it's been an especially wet growing season. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist reports on the growing challenges that's facing farmers.
In recent weeks, corn and soybeans in southern Minnesota have been exposed to excessive rain and humidity. With this weather, BASF Innovation Specialist Carolyn Zerke says disease management is a top concern for farmers. Leaf blight and gray leaf spot have been appearing in corn. Zerke says step one is to scout fields for disease.
Once the disease sets in, it's very hard. You can't really cure it. And just making sure that you're looking at the bottom leaves, that's usually where it starts, but we're seeing northern corn leaf already at the ear level. And the key is to protect that top third of the corn plant, because that is where your photosynthesis comes in. And the plant is like a factory. It needs to have sunlight photosynthesis so that it can fill that ear and make sure that that factory is working efficiently by just keeping that plant green, healthy, and stress-free.
With wet conditions, nutrient uptake is a concern in soybeans. Zerke says the crop has turned around since the July 4th holiday. However, there is some bean leaf beetles and Septoria brown spot.
Because every time that you lose a leaf on a soybean plant, that leaf is losing the photosynthesis for that node. And wherever there's a node, guys know that there's a pod. So we want to make sure that we're retaining as many of those leaves and keeping that photosynthesis going also in your soybean crop, because right now is when it's blooming, it's putting pods on. We're at R3 right now in soybeans across most of the state, pushing into R4, and that's a perfect time for a pre-axter application to keep that stress level down and keep those blooms and pods pushing in your soybean crop.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
Today.